Turning to sports on KNKX, the Seahawks have announced they've added men to their dance team, changing the name from the Seagals to the Seahawks Dancers. Eight male dancers have joined the team of 30 women for the 2019 season. The Seahawks are one of only a few NFL teams to include men on their dance teams. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says he's trying to figure out whether this is just an evolution, as the team is calling it, or something more. Art, why the change?
I don't know. The Seahawks weren't very candid about this. A spokesman was quoted as saying, this is just part of the evolution of our entertainment. And for me personally, I've never quite understood the need to have cheer squads at professional events. I think there's enough entertainment going on. There's always music going on, and I've never quite gotten the need, but I guess it has evolved to this. The only thing that has changed in terms of the Seahawks has been the ownership. Jody Allen now has succeeded her late brother Paul as the first female owner of a male sports team in Seattle. But that wasn't mentioned by the Seahawks, nor was it mentioned that this is any response to the cultural politics in the country. So they're going to add these eight dancers, and we don't know what their routines are going to be, if they're just going to join in the dancing, or if there's going to be something more to that. But it's kind of a cultural hot button these days because, for example, there's been problems with these cheer squads in some cities, not in Seattle. Sexual harassment, appearance requirements, poor pay. The current Seagals get a state minimum wage, but they do have appearance restrictions, and if they go over weight restrictions, they are subject to dismissal. So all of these things make the cheerleader notion a lot more complex than it used to be. And I think there's some scrutiny on this that's probably well deserved.
You were saying more complex than they used to be. We should mention there's a long tradition of cheer squads for football teams. They were originally made up of men close to 100 years ago, really gained prominence with women in the mid-1950s or so.
Right. In college football, the cheerleaders were always men. I think in the pro game, there was a big explosion in the 1970s with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. They still have their own television show, and there's a big fascination with them, and lots of teams have adopted it, but not all teams. There's at least five teams in the NFL that don't have cheer squads, and of course we don't see cheer squads in other sports like international soccer, Major League Baseball.
Right, you see them in basketball,
yeah,
NBA.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So there's not any requirement or minimum here, and clearly the Seahawks are changing it up for reasons that they're not specifying right now.
So where does this whole issue evolve from here?
I'm not quite sure, but my personal preference is if you're going to have an entertainment on the sidelines, well, make it more athletic, make it more gymnastic, make it more acrobatic. We see in colleges and in high schools, there are competitive cheerleading units that compete for national titles, and most of those involve stunts and events that are more athletic. That might be the way to go because we all know that sex sells in America, but I also think that the dancing can be done in sweats. But what I'd like to see is, if you're going to do these things, pay these people proportionate to their contribution. And it's better than minimum wage. And I think there needs to be gender equity. And it needs to be, I think, acrobatic enough to get people to quit looking at their phones and look at what's going on. So I think there's ways to do this. And hopefully the Seahawks will see the enlightened day about this.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.